Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Chalom. We're now on Masechet Bavatra, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Bet, the third Mishnah of the sixth Perek. Amacher Yayin Lachaviro Vechmitz, continuing on the issue of selling wine. What happens if somebody sells wine to another and the wine goes bad? He is not liable for the loss. We earlier saw Rav's opinion that for the first 3 days he is. But everybody knows that his wine goes bad, and it's a mekachtot. Why is it a mekachtot? Because by him selling it here, we'll have to see some of the details in the Gemara. It's him selling it here. We know that he was selling it under the assumption this wine was better than his usual stuff. All right, we'll see. Bim amarlo yayin v'usamani mocherach. He says I'm selling you good well-spiced wine that's going to last, chayav amidlo aratzeret. It has to be able to last at least until Shavuot of that year. We think, v'yashan mishal ishtakad. If he's selling, he says, I'm selling you old wine, that has to be able to be from last year, and he has to last another year. Miyushan, says yashan miyushan, very old, mashal gamashan, and then it's 3 years. We'll see details on that in the Gemara. Rami Yosef Chanina, l'shanu elabit v'kanim d'lokeach. Yosef Chanina says that this entire issue of no liability is if the buyer keeps the wine in his own jugs. If they're in the jugs of the seller, the buyer can say back to him, take your wine, take your jugs, give him back my money. Who cares if it's in the seller's jugs? The seller can say to the buyer, you shouldn't have kept them in there. So the case where the fellow says to the seller, I'm buying this for good taste, which means it has to be very good wine. So therefore, it should be able to be good in the jugs you put it in. So why does Rabbi Yosef Chanina have to bend himself over backwards to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of kankanim of the buyer, and it's a case where he said lemikpa. Why don't we just say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of the seller's kankanim, and he didn't say the mikpah, and therefore the seller is not chayav achar yitol, because he could say, who told you to keep it there? So Rava Mitnitin Shitti, he was bothered by the Mishnah itself. Tani, the Mishnah says, Im yadosh yino achmit, harezit makachtot. We pointed out the difficult line in the Mishnah is, if everybody knows this guy's wine goes bad, then it's a makachtot. So am I? Why can't the guy just say you shouldn't have kept it there? Why is it a mekachtot? It must be the case where the guy said the mikvah, and therefore there is a mekachtot here because the buyer expected this to be good wine, even though usually this guy's buying stuff goes bad. Shmamina. Upligin of Chiyah Bar Yosef. This entire direction is an odd of Chiyah Bar Yosef. So Chiyah Bar Yosef, Chamer Mazel Chamer Garim. The Marigayim. It's the mazel, as it were, of the owner of the wine that caused it to go bad or not go bad, and therefore there is no issue of achrei. It doesn't matter whose kankanim it is. Shinemar, he quotes a pasuk, "Va'afke yan boged gever yahir." Just like wine rebels against a haughty man, so sometimes the owner is the cause. Mary Haiman diyahir, and so now we have some agadic tangent based on the pasuk. Haiman diyahir, afilo inche beitel amukavu kabel. Somebody who is haughty, he isn't even accepted by the people of his own house. His wife won't even listen to him. Shinemar, that's in the same pasuk. Gever yahir v'lo yinveh. A haughty man, v'loyin ve'. What does that mean? My v'loyin ve'. What's the drasha? V'nevei shelo, in his own house. He wants to be powerful everywhere. He's not even powerful in his own house. Yonam Rav kol mitga'em b'talit shel tamidei chachamim ve'eino tamid chacham. Somebody who glorifies himself with the cloak of a tamid chacham, and he's not, meaning he puts on airs as if he's somebody greater than he is. Ein machizot tolof hizot v'shal kodesh baruch hu. He cannot reside with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What's the source text? That Hashem's place is called Nevekot Shecha, so Lo Yinveh means he can't go there. All right, back to our halachic discussion. If a guy sells wine to a barrel of wine to a storekeeper with the assumption he's going to be giving it out for people coming buy a cup from him. The talk of a pagla tilta, and half or a third of the bottle, a barrel went bad. Didn't even make a couple of lemonade. He has to take it back. That's only if the storekeeper didn't put a different tap in. Shani Barza Lo, but if you put a different tap in, that might have caused it. But that's only if the market day didn't come yet. But if the market day came and he didn't sell his wine then he's not. Then the seller's not responsible because the seller maybe had wine that was good till then. If somebody gets wine on condition that he's going to bring it to this particular port and sell it there, by the time he gets there, or the carrier brings it there, the price of wine has gone down. The deen is that the owner of the wine will lose the depreciation. He can't say to the carrier of the wine, you should have gotten there quick or something. What if it becomes not the price went down, but the wine becomes vinegar in the meantime? Or Hillel Ravashi, Avkana Marlon Chalalo. Avkana said the same rule does not apply if it goes bad. If it goes bad, then that's really on the carrier. That doesn't follow Rabbi Yosef Chanina, who said that at the beginning of our sugya that it could go bad and be on the seller's account. Or some people said the opposite, that Rav Kahana's based on which they learned that even if it went sour, became vinegar, he still has to accept the loss, and that follows with Yosef Hanin. All right, the last piece in the Mishnah said, Yashan is Mishal Ishtakad. What does that mean? The Tanim, Yashen V'Holei Charachag. What it means is that you have to be able to ancient and have it last till the Chag, which means Miyushan means it has last 3 years. Yashan means it has 2 years, and Musa means it has to last 1 year all the way until Chag HaSukkot, which is a year after the harvest of the grapes, roughly. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.